Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Devil Crept In by Anya Alborn. Narrated by Eric Michael Summerer. And then the child ran into the wood to find his friend where the devil stood. Anonymous. Because I feel that in the heavens above, the angels whispering to one another can find among their burning terms of love none so devotional as that of mother. Edgar Allan Poe. Part 1. 1. Jude Brighton was missing. Stevie Clark stood at the edge of the woods, his small hands clasped together, watching people comb the trees for his friend. Jude had disappeared that Sunday, after he and Stevie had spent hours ransacking the backs of buildings for broken 2x4s. Their fort was almost complete. All it needed was a couple more boards and a replacement set of ladder stairs. The ones they'd nailed to the tree trunk were treacherous, like climbing up Sauron's tower. But they both liked the danger, clinging to splintery planks with their bare hands, comparing scratches and scrapes once they got to the top, nearly breaking their necks climbing down from the turret every single time. "Because life is no fun without the risk," said Jude. And if Stevie knew anyone who sought out peril, it was definitely his cousin, his best friend, now vanished like a ghost. Stevie had been sitting on the couch watching TV when his Aunt Amanda knocked on the front door.
"Is Jude here?" she'd asked.